Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm wondering if you saw these headlines about Bob Kennedy, who has basically slashed the office that handles the Freedom of Information request. And I am subscribed to this newsletter. It's a Substack by Christine Massey. She was a guest of mine on my private live webinars. We're having our next one on Saturday. They're the first Saturday of every month for all of my financial supporters. I really appreciate you. It's the same place that it always is. So it's the same website and the same password. That's where all of the recordings are. And that's where you can join the live one. And if you're not sure where that is, email my assistant, and that is Olivia@thehealthyamerican.org, and she will help you with that. So Christine spoke at one of our live webinars, and she talked all about her request in writing to hundreds, and she had people helping her with this information with the letters that she devised to ask for the actual information about these particles that were the cause of all of the hoopla, all of the hogwash over the last several years. And you guessed it, there was never any information that was given. She made a recent request at the Health and Human Services. I'm going to share that letter with you. And that was at the, well, let me just share that with you right here. So that was from Christine, and you can copy this letter. She shares them freely. And this was to the CDC. The FOIA stands for the Freedom of Information Act. I'm trying to get this a little larger, but I just wanted to share with you the letter. And she wants evidence and studies that the CDC has, or the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, all about these particles that we're being told are very harmful. And she wants information that actually verifies this. And she has never gotten that information. What she did find was this article from NPR. Now, I typically don't watch or read NPR, but it is interesting to see kind of a left-minded perspective on things. But let's start with her newsletter. And she says, yesterday, I followed up on a couple of Freedom of Information orders regarding these particles that I had filed with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention back in January. And this was the auto response that she received from the department under Bob's, transparency. He wants to restore trust in these agencies. And how do you like them apples? The FOIA, FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, which is a law that requires these federal agencies to comply when we, the people, request information, public information. The office has been placed on administrative leave and it is unable to respond to any emails. Here you have it. Hello, the FOIA office has been placed on administrative leave and is unable to respond to any emails. Well, how are we supposed to get that information? Now, I don't know if this is her little moniker for him, but she wrote that it turns out that Booby, I call him Bobby, has gutted the FOIA offices, not only for the CDC, but other health and human service agencies as well. All in the name of transparency, of course. That's kind of like Trump initiating these tariffs, which are taxes, and then telling us that it's the foreign countries that pay them when the person who imports the goods pays for it at the border. By the way, I'm working on a video that I'll air in a couple of days for you all about Howie Lucky Lutnick, who is delusional and deranged and still thinks that it's the outside countries that pay for these tariffs. But I digress. It's all in the name of transparency, and they are delusional. So Christine writes, I have put him on notice that I now require him to respond to my outstanding CDC orders by this Friday. And she wrote, hello, Bobby. I just learned that you, acting as secretary, have gutted the CDC's FOIA office. This is to let you know that I now require you acting as secretary to respond to all outstanding FOIA orders attached. So she has these attachments, which I shared with you right here. And you should subscribe to her newsletter, her Substack, and then you can get these documents as well. And the Substack is Christine Massey, M-A-S-S-E-Y. And I guess that's the F-O-I-S, Freedom of Information status or request that she has here. So here are various reports on the situation. Teams that fulfilled requests for government documents lost their jobs on Tuesday. Okay, this was back when everything was being gutted. As part of the Trump administration's 10,000 person staff cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, I'm not in favor of this department, nor am I in favor of these other departments. But I'm also not in favor of just willy-nilly going through and laying people off, especially when this president says that he wants to bring jobs back to America while laying people off. I guess he wants all of these people at the Health and Human Services to work in the factory screwing screws into iPhones. That's what Lucky Howie Lutnick wants Americans to do. He said that the Department of Labor and the Department of Information, I don't know how they're going to do this, are going to be training Americans to work in factories because that's the American dream, don't you know? Forget all of this higher level, more advanced work of designing the products and then outsourcing the manual labor to other countries that can do it more efficiently, effectively, and at a price that people can afford. Oh, no, 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 no. We should bring back these federal workers to screw in the screws into the iPhones. Oh, but I guess it's going to be robots that are doing it as well. I don't know how lucky, he's called Lucky Lutnick because he just happened to not be at work that day on 9/11, where about 70% of the Cantor Fitzgerald office employees, we were told, died in that so-called attack. So I guess these federal workers now can take these jobs that Commerce Secretary Howie Lutnick wants to bring back to America because Trump laid all these people off. Even though he was in favor of bringing back jobs, he cut the jobs just to set the record straight. And the jobs that he cut in cahoots with Bob were in the department that gives the Freedom of Information Act information. Was mandated by Congress since the 1960s under the Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, and it gives the public a view of the inner workings of the federal health agencies. Some public record teams were entirely cut at the Centers for Disease Control. However, they are still, and I showed you this in a previous video, they are still giving out contracts for bird flu vaccines so that you can roll up your sleeve for the junior jab because he wants you to trust the government. But don't trust the government to give you public records that you have a right to review. Oh, no, 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 no. Just trust him when he tells you that these jabs are safe, effective, oh, and necessary, because he is on the record to say that he is in favor of policies that require full vaccination of all Americans. Oh, yes, friends, you didn't want to hear it when I shared it with you previously, just like many don't want to hear the truth about tariffs, even though it's the truth and facts and evidence and proof support it. So here's the proof of Bob's lack of transparency. The public record teams were entirely cut at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the FDA, the National Institutes of Health, and other agencies on Tuesday, according to multiple current and former staffers who did not want to be named because of fears of retribution. But we already saw the facts. Christine showed us the email that she got that said the office is on leave. It's been shut. A few people have been left standing on the other FOIA teams with these agencies for now. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised radical transparency, but the firing suggests that promise is a lie, says Jason Barron, former director of litigation at the National Archives and Records Administration and current professor of the College of Information at the University of Maryland. The layoffs of FOIA staff will exponentially increase backlogs and delays for health-related public records requests, he predicts. And here is a story from NPR. I just clipped about a couple of paragraphs here. Teams that fulfilled request, or actually, this is what I just read to you. So that was what the story from NPR that Christine is referencing. All right, Representative Jerry Connolly, a Democrat from Virginia, sent a letter to CDC's acting director, Susan Moneris, and I exposed her in a previous video. I can link that up for you at the end of this one. He expressed concern about the 22 staffers who handled and fulfilled public records requests being placed on administrative leave until their jobs are eliminated on June 2nd. How do you like them apples? Their work has been mandated by Congress since the 1960s under the Freedom of Information Act. As a result, there are currently zero personnel available to process FOIA requests received by the CDC. The elimination of staff responsible for facilitating FOIA strongly implies an effort by the administration to prevent the public from obtaining information about their government that they are entitled to request. During a press conference Tuesday, HHS Secretary Bob said he was restoring all the FOIA offices, although it wasn't immediately clear whether he would be replacing or rehiring terminated FOIA staffers. Friends, do you think they're going to do it all by bots? Is it all going to be AI? Like when you try to get help and you are getting a chat assistant, do you think that's how it's going to be handled? I think that's likely. What say you? He said it would be much easier to get information from HHS and that his agency would aim to post documents to its website as much as we can. So I went to the HHS website. Let's see, Department of Health and Human Services. And I'm just going to do this live with you right now. We will do, I don't know what this will show under FOIA request. My computer is rather slow. Let's see. Okay. Steps taken to remove barriers to access, improve timeliness in responding to requests, and reduce backlogs. We'll look at that. And then we will also look at this other one. So let's take a look at this one first, shall we? Oh, this is back in 2022. So I don't know how up to date this is, friends. I'm not seeing any, okay, 2024. I'm not seeing this. This is all earlier information. Let's take a look at this page. FOIA contacts and requester service. Well, Christine Massey just requested and she found out that it said they were on administrative leave. So very curious. Here is the Centers for Disease Control. The very first on the homepage, way to prevent measles. Let's click through, shall we? It's very contagious and it can be serious. Anyone who is not protected against measles is at risk. Two doses of the MMR vaccine provide the best protection against measles. Friends, I rest my case. Bob is exactly who he said he was. He is pro-vaccine. He has been fiercely pro-vaccine. He wants to increase the number of vaccines being taken. He wants to protect vaccines. And he is on the record saying that vaccines have saved millions of lives. He is also on the record to say that parents should follow the CDC recommended schedule, which through the childhood of a child is over 100 doses. So this is your Secretary of Health and Human Services gutting the FOIA offices so that it is impossible at this point to get information. I would say this is a giant step in the wrong direction. What say you? On a happier note, I wanted to share that yet another healthy American has stepped out of the matrix. She said, "Hi, Peggy, I'm so glad I watched your video on the Real ID. I moved to South Carolina, the North Myrtle Beach area from New York State last year. By the way, I have absolutely no regrets. The people here are great, and I'm 10 minutes from the beach. Anyway, after I watched your video, I went and checked my license, and sure enough, there was that star. I'm pretty sure I didn't request a real ID, but I got one nonetheless. I went back to the DMV today, and I requested just a regular driver's license. You should have seen the looks on their faces. They were dumbfounded. The woman said, "But you can get into federal buildings with this." I told her, "I don't have to go to any federal buildings, but it's a lot easier to use this to fly." I said that I haven't flown in 15 years, and besides, I have a passport that I can use. I had to pay the $25 fee, and I have a new eye test and photo taken, but I got the regular license finally. I think they're going to get us one way or another, but at least I'm trying to keep out of their clutches. I hope you are enjoying your new home in Florida. I left what family and friends I had in New York and left town and love it. Thanks again. All right, friends, if you're curious about my stay in Florida, I have a whole playlist called Florida, and I have a playlist about Real ID if you want to find out how to push back against it. I appreciate all of you being on board. Tomorrow is Friday. I'll have a little more of an encouraging message, lighthearted fare as we end out the week. I hope to see you in our private webinar if you are a donor. And otherwise, I will see you back here on Monday with another live stream. I appreciate you being on board. Big shout out to all the moderators. And I look forward to seeing you in the very next broadcast.